Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Post-pandemic, we're still seeing a tourism sector that is desperately trying to recover. And what is needed to help the hospitality and tourism sector recover? That's a question that Lindsay is going to be answering. Lindsay is a founder of the Big Tree Marketing Hospitality Specialist. And Lindsay, I have deliberately left out pronouncing your surname because I did not ask Leslie to whisper into my ear how it's pronounced. So do you mind helping us with the pronunciation guide, please?
Morning, Africa. Yes, it's Lindsay Jabot. And by the way, I have brushed my teeth.
Oh, fantastic. Lindsay Jabot, thank you very much for having us. We know how important hospitality and tourism is to our economy in South Africa. We are a long-haul destination and we rely heavily on regional visitors. That's from the rest of the African continent. What are some of the things that you think we need to have in place now to help the sector recover?
Well, I mean, we are definitely in recovery. And thank goodness for that. It's been a very, very lean 2 years. You know, our industry is looking for staff. We are short-staffed. We are, you know, there was a massive amount of job losses during the last 2 years. And we are still looking to upskill and upstaff. So essentially, that's what we're looking for. We need people to travel. You know, some source markets have recovered better than others. We are looking for experienced staff. We're looking for people to travel domestically, internationally, and as you said, we're a long-haul destination. It's a challenge to get to South Africa with the shambles in the airports, and that is a direct consequence of service delivery related to not having enough staff at airports, etc.
Which is scary. I mean, I'm about to travel to the United States, and thank heavens we have a direct line from Cape Town to Newark, because it means I can bypass Europe altogether. I do not want to put myself through the mess that is Europe at the moment. When you say we need staff in South Africa, what happened to the staff that were employed in the sector before?
Just by the way, I flew that flight. It's a bliss. It's such a bliss. I flew it in January.
Can't wait. It'll be my first time.
So what happened with the staff is we lost a lot of staff. We had this massive attrition because people were just there was just no work. So we lost our staff who. A lot of people are not actually coming back into the industry because there was lack of adequate government support. We had that tour shambles, and it was risky. So we lost a lot. A lot of people have moved into other industries. The work permit situation with many static people, you know, they also having challenges. So, yeah, we lost a lot of people because of just not having to, you know, needing to pay the bills and not being able to earn through tourism. So that's the situation we find ourselves in.
And the forward bookings that we are seeing in terms of seasons coming up are strong enough for us to justify retraining and re-employing in the sector, correct?
Most definitely. So the forward book is looking really good. You know, I speak to lots of tour operators every day. FITs are individual travellers. That market has returned well. The indication is that group series and groups will start travelling from quarter four. So there's definitely we are recovering. The majority of group travel is looking sort of last quarter and into next year. We are most definitely in recovery, thankfully.
That's good to hear. Lindsay, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Lindsay Jabot is the founder of Big Tree Marketing Hospitality Specialists.